The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham commenting on reports that President Trump dictated his son's statement about meeting with a Russian attorney. Yeah, that story from Joe Gomez.
Graham tells NBC's Today show that if the report is true, President Trump told Donald Trump Jr. what to write about a meeting with a Russian attorney, it puts his son in jeopardy.
Now we have to wonder about what Don Jr.'s team will tell you about what he actually did.
The Washington Post reported that Trump dictated this statement to Trump Jr. while flying back to the U.S. from the G20 summit in Germany. Joe Gomez, Washington.
Time is running out in the Senate to get anything done before summer recess, which comes up August 11th. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants confirmation of a new FBI director as well as others.
These are just a few of the many nominees that need to be acted upon and quickly.
Both the House and Senate return to work September 5th. This is USA Radio News.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 855-90-BIBLE.
A watchdog group is pushing for an ethics investigation of Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, says the Florida Democrat continued paying an IT aide after he was cut off from the House computer system. And now he is the focus of a criminal investigation for banking fraud. Wasserman Schultz is a former chair of the DNC. A five-year-old girl hit by gunfire in Connecticut.
Just the fact that she was just kind of, you know, I guess in the way, wrong place, wrong time.
Sean Woodard saw the incident.
I heard a gunshot, and in approximately maybe 10, 15 minutes later, I saw ambulances rushing up the street.
The girl and another man who was shot in the head suffered minor injuries and were taken to a local hospital. No injuries reported this morning after a fire at a daycare in San Antonio. It took almost 24 fire units to get the fire under control. The cause not known, but dozens of children were forced to evacuate. This is USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
More and more people are getting fed up with the Golden State. USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Paul Chabot was born and raised in California, but he finally had enough of what he considers the high taxes and horrible schools. So in January, he moved his family to Texas. Chabot talks about what it's been like since he's moved to the Lone Star State.
Living in Texas is amazing, and I will say leaving California is kind of like leaving a bad relationship that you truly didn't know how bad it was until you're out of it.
Chabot also talks about another highlight of moving from California to Texas.
So many people have already left California. Look, in Texas, we've got a 98.2% graduation rate. Four of the top 10 cities in America are located here in North Texas.
Through June, the population of Texas did increase by almost 4%, as to California, 0.1%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And also in Texas, a gun law is being expanded. That story from USA's Chris Barnes.
The state's campus carry law that allows licensed gun owners to carry concealed handguns on college campuses first took effect at four-year schools last August 1st. Now, with August 1st's arrival, the law extends to community colleges as well, though private colleges and universities are allowed to ban guns on campus if they choose. I'm Chris Barnes.
And if you've ever thought about giving blood, the Red Cross says now is a good time.
In the summer months, people go on vacation. About 20% of the blood supplies from high schools and colleges, so they're not in session. So that's why it really puts us at emergency level.
I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. It's a new month. We've got some new statistics as to what's happened over the past month, and I'm going to be getting to them in a little bit. First thing, though, they've asked me to give you the weather report. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my official weather forecasting device called Android, and I hit weather, and it says it's sunny and 88. And it is. It's sunny. It's like Groundhog Day. Every day it's a little the same. Pretty sunny, pretty hot, maybe a little bit of rain. If we look at the daily forecast, we have going to be 90 by the end of the day. Tomorrow's going to be 87. Following day is going to be 88. Following day is going to be 87. Following day, Saturday's going to be 83. We actually have a cooling period coming up on Saturday, and then Sunday 81. So getting to be a little more moderate. Every day, a little chance of a thunderstorm, and it's summer. What can I tell you? I used to fly a lot, and I knew flying around 3 to 5 in the afternoon in the summer. Typically, you're going to hit a storm somewhere. It's just part of life. We're going to play a few of our paid commercials, and I'll be right back. Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Sabía que... De cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
So, hi, it's Joe Peters, and I'm back on the air live. You've just heard my paid commercial, and in effect, that sort of explains who I am, and I don't have to do it. So, let's talk about what's happening in Hunterdon County. The month just ended. It's been a very good month real estate-wise, but it's also got some things that are puzzling, and I'm going to go over those a little bit with you. Since I also do Hunterdon and Somerset, so I guess what I wanted to say was I also do Somerset County. I'm going to be talking about our sister county, Somerset County, as well. I live in Clinton. I work for Coldwell Banker out of the Warren office, and I do all the areas in between. Been in business about 13 years and have just switched over to Coldwell Banker in the last few months, and I have always split my business between the two counties, just that I lived on the border of the two for a long time, and it was just sort of natural. So what's happening? It's very interesting because if I was to say what's happening in a nutshell, it's that consumers' confidence is up. But as far as our local market, there's probably not a lot of reason for it being up. Consumer confidence on a national level, and we got to define what consumer confidence is. It's how people feel about the economy. The stock market's been up since the election. Unemployment numbers are in pretty good shape the last few months, although we're still not hitting the 250 mark that we need to break even. When we've hit 250,000 people on the payroll, that means we've just broke even. And I think we had 222 last month. But they're going in the right direction, doing a lot better than the months before the election. And I'm not doing anything political here. I'm just 222 is not a bad month compared to an average of 161 for the previous bunch of years. We in New Jersey had a good month employing people as well. We turned around a number in New Jersey, let me see if I can find it specifically, that in effect was a lot better than the months we had gone through before. If I was to give you this talk a month ago, we were just breaking even. We weren't really adding any new jobs in New Jersey on a year-to-date factor. But what we did last month was we broke that record, and we actually put 65,000 jobs on in 2015, best in 15 years. We put another 59,000 on in 2016, and March and May were very disappointing months, and as a result, at the end of July, end of June, we had only put about 100 months on as compared to the same period last year, which was almost 16,000. But what we did was we came out and added 10,600 jobs last month. So it improved dramatically. And since if we could do that every month for the balance of the year, we'd put a lot on. What we're talking about is we've got a net new jobs of 14,500 year to date, and it's versus the same time last year was 25,000. So we're behind the curveball there. But we trail the nation, and we're on pace to put maybe 34,000 on by the end of the year versus 59 the year before. It could be a lot worse. Hopefully it gets to be a lot better. New Jersey's unemployment rate right now is at 4.1, and it's now under the overall national rate, which is 4.3. Still, consumer confidence remains high. Now, why am I down a little bit on it? I'm down a little bit because New Jersey is a very expensive place to live. Of the 50 economies in this nation, New Jersey in the last 30 days has been ranked 50 out of 50. Not a really good rating, but it's a great place to live. It's just an expensive place to live. And how do you resolve that? You make more money. I mean, that's the only answer. Either you spend less money, you can't. You're going to pay the same for house or tax, no matter what you earn. So you got to earn more money, and earning more money is one of the challenges that we have in New Jersey. And there was an article out that I just read through over the last few days talking about recent college grads are leaving New Jersey in record numbers. And it's not just college grads. If we take a look at the Allied Van Lines numbers for the year, two-thirds of the people that contracted Allied Van Lines this year and last moved out versus moved in. So people are moving out because of the cost of living. But they're saying that the and I just went through this myself. I'm involved in the 100 Somerset Board as a board member, and we're trying to hire an employee. And I went over to Middlesex County College and talked to them about what we were looking for, certain technical skills, recent graduate, maybe a graduate with 1 year's worth of experience. And they said, Joe, you're going to have the pick of the litter here. In effect, there are no jobs. And what you're looking for, you're going to find readily. You're probably going to have 100 people apply for it. And I think therein lies the problem. This is pretty typical. And the further west you go, the more typical it is. And we're almost as far west as you can go without going into Pennsylvania. So we're in New Jersey, in Hunterdon County, a beautiful county to live in, but a kind of hard county to earn enough money to be able to afford to live here when you're coming out of a two-year college degree. If you're coming out of a four-year college degree, you've probably already made, that's what we call our millennials, you've made the decision to move towards New York City where the jobs are at. Our pay scale in Hunterdon County is probably if you're making $20 an hour, you're doing pretty good for yourself. And I'm saying as an entry-level job, a lot of people are making $20 plus an hour after working in a job for 10 years, and that's a whole different story. So what typically happens is those people go to the east because we pay a little bit better. Not so much in Somerset, but maybe the far extremes of Somerset County, but when you get to Morris County, Union County, into the outskirts of New York City, into New York City, that's where the money's at. It's never changed. I went to New York for 23 years. I didn't live in Hunterdon County when I was doing it because that's where the money was at. So our issue with attracting people to Hunterdon County is that we are not offering the jobs in Hunterdon County yet, and we're trying to change that. That would necessarily allow them to make enough money to live in Hunterdon County. And if they were going to come here and have to go back home and drive and commute and need a car because we don't have a lot of mass transportation, they're probably going to stay where they're at to start with. So average one-bedroom apartment, rental-wise, is probably around $1,300. That would be a one-bedroom in Beaverbrook or in Union Gap or in many of the other places around Hunterdon County. In order to afford a $1,300 one-bedroom apartment rental-wise, you would have to earn about $50,000 a year. You're not going to earn that here today. You may earn it here tomorrow with the jobs that we're trying to attract in. And it's an issue that's compounding people moving here. So as a result, we're losing people, not gaining people. Not losing a lot, but we've always had attrition. People retire. People have a spouse that went into an assisted living or went in themselves. People outgrew the house they were in because the kids are all gone and they don't need a house of that size. And they would leave, but there'd be others to take their place. I moved out here in 98, we're almost 20 years, just for that reason. I wanted a bucolic lifestyle. I was looking for the quality of life. I didn't mind paying a little more taxes. And I worked out of the house, so I didn't need to commute. Marilyn goes back to the Rutgers area in New Brunswick, and for her it's about a 30-mile commute, which she doesn't really enjoy, but she does enjoy getting home every night because this is where we both want to live. So what's the issue? The issue is we need higher-paying jobs so people can afford to pay what we get for rentals, both from a monthly rental and then maybe even buying it versus renting it. You can typically today buy a place cheaper than you can rent it, but you need three things. You need some credit, you need a job, and you need a decent amount of money, maybe 5 or 6% minimum, 3% to close, 3% for minimum down payment. It's even better if you have 10 or 20 because you don't have to pay that private mortgage insurance. And it's hard. Even if you're going to take, let's just take an example. That $1,300 apartment in Beaverbrook would probably cost you $150,000 to buy. So if you bought it for $150,000 and you had to put 3% down, that's 5%, $5,000. You need another $5,000 to close. You need $10,000 in cash. And the latest statistic I read on millennials were that 87% of them want to own a home, but 80% of them have not accumulated $5,000 in assets. And the reason is it's expensive for them to live too. So there's a little bit of lifestyle. They like to go out and enjoy themselves. There's a little bit of transportation and paying back college loans, almost to the point where they can't afford a car. So it's a complex problem. We've got a lifestyle that people want, and we don't have a lot of rentals even available because now we're seeing some of the people like myself sold their great big mega mansion and are renting till they decide what they want to do. Even as a realtor, I rent. And as a result of that, and some of the people losing their houses for the past financial crisis, we don't have a lot of rentals available. But the rentals that we do have available are available at prices higher than the average person working in Hunterdon County can afford to pay. That's the problem. Part of it is taxes. Big part of our taxes is the school system. Part of it is commuting costs because you need a car. You can't literally get on and off a bus or a train and come here. And part of it is that you got to go somewhere else with that car every day to earn your living to the east. And if you're going to go that far over, it may cost a few dollars extra to rent. But if you weighed out the extra rent versus the commutation and the time it takes to commute, a lot of people are deciding, maybe I should live over here. And that is why we're not getting the people that I believe we need here. I love this place. I'm not leaving it. At least, I never say never, but I have no intention of leaving it as I sit here and talk to you today. It's probably the best place in New Jersey to live. I can get to New York in an hour. I can get to my Giants games in 45 minutes. If I need to go to an airport, I can get there in 45 minutes. I feel perfectly safe. Three-quarters of the houses I list in Hunterdon County don't have a lock on their door and have never been locked in the time that people lived here. I have to go buy locks before I list them so that we can at least secure the house. It's a great place to live. Now, move over to Somerset County. What do you see? Somerset County is a little easier to get to. It depends where you're at. Also with Hunterdon County. If you're on the eastern part of Hunterdon County and you're in Tewksbury or Reddington, you're in the first jump-off point as you come down 78 and 22. But if you go over into the western parts and you're in the areas of Holland, far end of Alexandria, along the river towns, Frenchtown, Stockton, Milford, it's kind of tough to commute back to New York. So you're probably in a business if you live over there that, in effect, is located here. The people I have people that live in Holland would just like to move as far back as Clinton Township or Clinton to save a half hour each way on a commute. But when you look at Somerset County, the issue is there's a lot of people in Somerset County. It has about 275,000 to our 125,000. It is not diminishing. As a matter of fact, the people who used to come here are probably now stopping in Somerset. As I said, we always had an attrition factor, but people moved in and backfilled it. Now they're not moving in here the way they used to. They used to come to about Route 31 and a mile or so, and that was Clinton Township or Arrington Township, and say, that's as far as I want to go. Now they're going to about 287 and say, that's about as far as I want to go. And in effect, they're not coming here anymore. And that's the reason we're not backfilling this percent and a half as we lose it. So the reasons that they're staying in Somerset County is they offer a lot more mass transportation, a lot more train service into New York, some more jobs, although they're not really in much better shape than we are in creating jobs within the county for the four-year college degree. But the closer to New York you get, the more things cost, the more jobs pay. And that's what's happening. I mean, look at the reverse of what I'm talking about. Look at the people who are working in Hunterdon County. I would venture to say better than 50% of our $20 an hour economy in Hunterdon County is coming out of Pennsylvania. They're also going to the east. They're just coming here. All our people are going to Morris County and Fervor to find the work and the money that they want in order to live here. So we've got a pretty high tax situation because of the schools. We have wonderful schools, two blue ribbons. There's only 57 at the last count in the whole country, and we have two of them. That gives us pretty high rating school-wise. It also gives pretty high taxes for living here. And if you were to live here and earn $50,000, all you could afford to spend on a mortgage or a rental is around $1,250 a month. So in order to get into a $2,500 mortgage payment or a rental, most people don't rent at that level, but we do have some because they're only here for a year or two on assignments. But you'd have to earn $100,000. So that's where the second salary comes into place. You've got a husband and wife. Sometimes they're engaged couples where they're both working. They're both added together, clearing six figures. They can afford that kind of living. And I onboard about six people, sets of people a year into Hunterdon County, and I talk in depth with them as we get into why they're moving here and what they're looking for. And I will tell you, they fall into two categories. One category is they're like us when we moved here in our late 50s, and in effect just wanted the lifestyle, quality of life of Hunterdon County, the bucolic lifestyle, and free from most crime, and a town where you can leave three quarters of the houses don't have locks on the doors. That says a lot in itself. The other half are people between their first and second child coming out here because they don't want to live in the counties that have higher crime rates. And, yeah, one of them probably has to drive somewhere to work every day, but in a lot of cases, they're not driving that far. They're going into the far end of Somerset County, going east, or into Union or Middlesex, or the Morris County areas. So we still have people coming here. It's not like that stopped. We just don't have as many coming here, and we don't have enough coming here to offset the people that are attritioning out of the county. Let's look at some of the things that are driving all of this that I haven't covered. Home sales. Home sale demand increased 6% in New Jersey during June and 11% in the prior month. Now, sales run about a month late, so I know we just ended July, but this is the latest numbers we have. They've increased 17% over the past 2 years. May's gain was the highest number of purchase contracts in a month. for the last 12 years, and New Jersey sales increased by 6% year-to-date. Activity has been most widely seen in the under 400,000. This is where our sales are at. And I'm going to come up to a number that gets into that a little deeper. During the same period, luxury housing showed a little bit of an increase because the consumer confidence level is building itself up. And at the same time, the number of houses offered for sale in New Jersey has remained low. The supply has decreased by 7,100 homes compared to a year ago, or 14% less, and there's currently 28,000 fewer homes, or 39% less, than there was on the market in 2011. So we have more consumer confidence and demand, and we have less houses available. Guess what? That means we're selling houses for more. It's running the price up a little bit. Supply and demand. The current unsold inventory level in New Jersey is just at 3.9%, and it was 4.7 a year ago. We need 4 to 6 to have stable, so we're almost at the seller's market level. Hunter County has lost almost 11% of its inventory, and Somerset 13% over just a year ago. So we didn't have enough inventory last year. We have less inventory this year. We have more buyers and pent-up demand and strong consumer confidence. And because we have more buyers than we have sellers, prices are going up. We're looking at already a 3% increase over a year ago, and by the time we get to the end of the year, it's forecasted to be over 5%. That compared to just less than 1% last year. So prices are going up. What's the second thing that's going up? Interest rate. Everybody hears Janet Yellen once a quarter talk about she sees another interest rate point or two coming, and she does it a quarter at a point. And in effect, what happens when interest merely goes up 1%? When we had Election Day, it was 3 3/8. Right now we're sitting at about 4, so we're up about 5/8 of a point. But let's say it went up a whole point to 4 3/8. You would lose 9 to 10% of your buying power. So if it only went up 5/8, you probably lost 5% of your buying power. So you've got prices going up 5% and your buying power going down. You're losing 10% of your buying power. That's why people are out there trying to buy houses before it gets worse. We're looking at a 4% rate by the end of the year, 4.7%, and probably 5% by this time next year. The job front, we went through a little. We had a good month last month, but the month before was pretty dismal. The rental markets are tough. The younger buyers coming into the market first think of renting. I can always show them if they have, you need three things to buy a house. You need a job, you need decent credit, you need a little bit of money. If they have those free, it's cheaper to buy than rent today because the rents have gotten to be so high. And the problem is you can't find a house to rent. Sorry, can't buy a house to buy for all the reasons I just mentioned, so they're still renting. But we're sitting right now with a rental occupancy rate or vacancy rate of just around 3%, which has come up a little, but in effect, it's not a good picture because even if you decide you want to rent, it's pretty hard to find a rental. And if you do find a rental, the price is probably up 8 to 10% of over just a year ago. Foreclosures in New Jersey bubble along. We're still the highest state in the nation, but we're getting better because the whole nation's getting better. We've got 4.4% foreclosure filing rate in New Jersey, and the nation's about 1.7. And the whole Northeast, New York, Delaware, Maryland, Maine, all in that same category. Florida's always there. Louisiana's always there. New Jersey experienced a slightly decreased rate in foreclosure filings, but we're still going to have 77,000 filings by the end of the year. That's a lot of people losing their home. And to some extent, when those homes come on the market, it helps the shortage of inventory. But it's a situation that a lot of states have resolved, and it's over with. Being a judicial state, and you've got to go in front of a judge, it takes a long time, and the judge is always going to rule in favor, in most cases, of the family, not the bank who wants to put them on the street. Recap. Last year was not normal, from the elections to the winter. We really didn't have a winter. And houses kept selling. We started off with strong increases in the stock market, interest rates, and as a result, consumer confidence. Yet, Industry forecasters are concerned that the confidence could begin to diminish as interest rates and purchase prices continue to rise. I haven't seen it yet, but I agree with that fear. I think we're going to see, as we get into the early fall months, maybe a little bit of different consumer confidence. Especially New Jersey's riding the national level of consumer confidence, and it doesn't deserve to. New Jersey is trailing the Northeast. The Northeast is trailing the nation. And I think the fact that we're not creating as many jobs as we did the year before and the year before that is going to come back to roost. Year-over-year inventory has seen a, I should say, as far as the increase in prices, a 3% rise and probably 5% by the end of the year. I said that already. We're also seeing people in our home over 10 years now thinking, wow, it's time to sell. I used to sell around 7, but we were in the middle of that financial debacle we had up till 5 years ago. So now it's 10, 12 years in. They're paying the mortgage down heavily. In effect, the house is building up because prices are going up 5%. There's a lot of equity. I'm seeing a lot of people out there looking to sell if they can find something to buy. And therein lies the paradox that we're seeing. We don't have enough inventory because of this example that I can give you. And if you're a frequent listener, I apologize for repeating it, but this is the problem. I have at least 6 people that will buy a house tonight in the $500,000 to $600,000 range if I could help them find it. But they're not putting their house on the market till they find it because they don't want to sell it. They know it'll sell quickly in this market. And as a result, they're stopping 6 more people from buying a house. And that story goes on and on and on. Therein lies the problem. As either a seller or a buyer, the time couldn't be better. We still have low but increasing interest. We have a pent-up demand from both the buyer and the seller viewpoint, and very active market with increasing prices for most popular price points. You get above 7 in Hunterdon County, your price, you actually get above 6 in Hunterdon County, your price is probably not going up. You get above 7 or 8, it's probably going down. You move over to Somerset County, the number moves up 20%. You're probably going to get over 800 before you've seen the price being challenged and over 1 million before you see it going down. That's because the high end is softer. The consumer confidence is helping that just a little. But I sit million-dollar homes in Watchung Warren area, million to 1.5 million, that have nobody in them and very few buyers looking at them. So Somerset County is witnessing and experiencing the same problem we're seeing here in Hunterdon County. They're just experiencing it at a higher level. Let's talk about what's happening a little more at a detail level as a result of all of this. But before we do that, I want to play one or two more quick commercials.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
You
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
So it's Joe Peters, and I'm back, and I'm taking a look at the sales statistics for the month that just ended. This is the month of July, it being August 1st. And here's what we're seeing. In Huntington County, we sold 175 houses. The month before, we had sold 222, I believe. So it's dropped off, but that's seasonal. As soon as people can't get the kids in school, that's around July 4th, in order to buy the house, the market slows a little. If we take a look at the houses we sold, while we sold 175, we listed 222 more. We have 951 on. It gives us a total of 5 months inventory. We're right in the sweet spot of stable pricing, but it's not stable all the way up. We're looking at 4 to 5 months all the way up through the $599,000. You go above that, it goes to 17 months. 14 months, 24 months. You get in the million plus, we're looking at 70 months to sell a house. Therein lies our problem. Everything above 600,000, we sold 13, 15, 17 houses. So of the 175 we sold, 17, 10% above $600,000. If you look just above 700,000, that number cuts in half. So our market is at the lower end. 77% of all of our sales were under 500,000, leaving 23% over that number. No areas in Huntington County reported no sales last month, but we had several places that only had one or two sales, and they were Bloomsbury, Califon, Flemington, Franklin, Hampton, Lebanon, Stockton. And we have a couple of hot spots. We have Clinton Township, Raritan and Reddington. Those three places together do almost half of our sales. And we have some towns, once again, I said 4 to 6 months is a great thing to have. Franklin Township, suffering a little. They have 28 houses for sale, only sold one, so they have a 28-month supply. Frenchtown, 30 houses, only sold three, so they have a 10-month supply. But even in Franklin, if they sold two, it would be 14. It would be a lot better. Three would be more like 10. So the towns that are red hot, Clinton Township, Reddington, Raritan, even Milford had a really good month. They have seven houses for sale. We sold five. That's an anomaly. But Raritan Township, we had 144 for sale. We sold 35. They have a four-month supply. Reddington, 98 for sale. We sold 19, a five-month supply. So we're sitting looking with 951 sales at 175 sold last month, and that is what's happening in Huntington County. The free areas that I talked about, Clinton Township, Reading, Raritan, almost half. Average list price, $455. Average sale price, $388, or about 15% less. That concerns me because that price is usually over $400, so hopefully it's an anomaly and we won't see that repeat. Let's go into Somerset County and look at what's happening. 69% of our sales. Remember when I said in Huntington County we were at 77%? 69% of our sales under 500. Only 27 above 500 and 4 over a million. But 4% is 17 sales over there. They sold 378 pieces of property while we sold in Huntington County, 175. So they've sold more than twice of what we sold. We have 900 on the market. They have 1,600 on the market. They're sitting at an average of 4 months supply. They've got some hot spots too, which are Bridgewater, Franklin Township, and Somerset County, just above New Brunswick, and Hillsborough. Those three areas alone constitute half of their sale. So think about it. It's almost where the Huntington hotspots and the Somerset hotspots touch, the hotspots in both counties. They've got some areas that don't sell too well. Peapack Gladstone's very high-end area has almost 30 for sale, sold two. So, but nobody else, with the exception of Watchung, 63 houses for sale, sold five. They have 13 on supply. None of the others are having an extremely difficult problem. And their average list price is $521. Their average sale price is $467. Remember I said our average sale price was sort of $388. So if you took 20% of that, you're going to come up to the $467. It's about 10% less of the average list price. In order to get a true picture, if you're considering selling your house, I need to come in and look at this within price point within your town, because that's the way it works. And once I do that, I can give you a pretty accurate price point forecast for your specific town. And it's not that difficult to sell a house if houses are priced right. They sell. The biggest issue I have when I meet people looking to list their house is that they want to try it at a higher price. And when you try it at a higher price, you do two things. You waste time, and you add to the days on market. Wasting time means, okay, I'll try it as long as you sign at the end of 30 days, we're going to mark it down to here. But when you mark it down to here, now you're at 30, 45 days out. People are saying, why didn't it sold? They're not necessarily looking that I had it too aggressively priced. If you can price the house where it needs to be priced at, even a little lower, because you'll in this market, especially under 500, you'll draw multiple offers, you're going to get a sale very quickly. We have so many people looking for houses. As long as the house is clean, priced right, staged properly so people can see themselves living in it. And let's talk about staging. The first three things, people say, what are the three things I should spend money on? And I tell them, curb appeal. If people don't see themselves living in the house, a lot of times they won't even get out of the car. Curb appeal, very important, probably your least of the three. The second and third are kitchens and baths. If you're in a house that needs a new kitchen, I would strongly advocate that you don't update it before you sell it, because you only get about half your money back. What I advocate is you compensate for that in the price so it sells quickly. The same with the baths. That's where your investments need to go. When a customer is looking at six or eight houses on a Saturday, they're looking for a reason to say no, because they only want to come away with one and maybe a backup. And they're probably going to look at about 24 houses before they buy anything, so they're probably going to make free trips. But on each trip, they're looking for a reason to say no. And if you give them a reason to say no before they get out of the car, then, in effect, you've lost them at hello. The movie said, I had you at hello, or you had me at hello. You've lost them at hello. The second thing is the baths and the kitchens. If the house price doesn't represent the condition of the baths and kitchen, you're going to lose them inside the house. And then thirdly, they have to see the house as bright, airy, livable, not cluttered. I bring a professional staging person in to take a look at the house. She'll either instruct the owner on how to get the house ready, and a lot of times it needs paint, needs new curtains, needs carpet cleaning or new carpets, needs to be decluttered, needs to get the pictures off the wall, may need a supplemental piece or two of furniture to make it look. People need to understand the function of each room. People need to understand that they can live there comfortably, and that's what a stager helps you do. Then the last thing is to get it marketed, and marketing is very, very technically driven today. I work with a lot of people at a lot of different ages. I mean, my tagline says I help people to achieve their goals and dreams. And then I go a little further and I say, how is it I help to achieve those goals and dreams? Well, one is strong communications. It's time proven. We need to understand each other. We need to keep talking with each other. Two is to use technology in order to communicate, to market your house, to get your house ready for market, and to get the marketing material prepared and control the process. And then the third thing we do is we actually use advanced marketing techniques. I can tell you, working for Coldwell Banker, when I come into your house, where geographically people in your area are moving from. That's a clear differentiator to any other realtor that comes in to talk to you. I can advertise your house on Facebook to that area heavily and I can specifically understand the profile that's looking at your house. You may think your house is going to sell to a first-time buyer. If it's a ranch, it's probably going to sell to a senior. A senior looking for ranches for want of one-floor living. The issue with it is we haven't built any ranches since 1970, almost 50 years ago, and by today's standards, they're all too small and mostly pretty dated. So they need either updating or they need price reduction in order to get them to a level that a senior is going to say, hey, I can live with this. Because even though you're a senior today, that doesn't mean you're still thinking 50 years ago. You're thinking today. Most of the seniors, I have people in their 80s that text me. Most of the seniors are with it. People are living longer. People have found the use for technology. And seniors, I try to meet them where they're at. If they're more professional, if they prefer a phone call, we do a phone call. If they prefer an email, we do an email. If they prefer texting, we do a texting. You drop down a generation and you talk to the trade-up buyers or the right-size buyers, they're all texting. They're all texting. Everybody uses email. If I find somebody that's not using email, I've really found one in a thousand. And it's very difficult in today's world not to communicate with a person, to be able to communicate with a person who doesn't use email, at least. But we've got some advanced technology. I mean, where I can send you listings each morning. I can send you the competition that's coming on the market. So the answer is strong communications, the use of technology to control the process, and the use of advanced marketing to get the word out, to understand who's looking at your house, and to fold that feedback back into your marketing activities. My name is Joe Peters. I'm with Coldwell Banker, and I do all of Hunterdon County, all of Somerset County. I'm going to play my paid advertisement one more time, and I'll give you my phone number and website, and I'll be back to conclude.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in the Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Okay, it's Joe Peters once again. And just to wrap things up, it couldn't be a better time if you're a buyer or a seller. And let me tell you why for each. If you're a buyer, you want to get this done before prices go up any further and interest goes up any further. We're sitting here on August 1st, and I can tell you confidently that this time next year, you're probably going to pay 10% more for the same house than you'd buy today. So what you need to do is align yourself with a realtor who understands your goals and dreams and makes them his own, and then uses both technology and advanced marketing efforts to understand where houses are coming from on the market to help you find the house that you're looking. You should be getting an email or a text from that realtor every morning saying, here's the new stuff. Do you want to go look at them this evening? You got to beat the competition out there. I have a couple that just closed a week ago Wednesday, and they started working with me and had four or five properties fall through for inspection purposes, for getting outbid over that year's time. But we found, and they're sitting on their back porch today because we worked together over that period of time and didn't give up. Then, if you're thinking about selling, and it may be surprising to you how many buyers are interested in your home. They're probably driving up and down the street looking to see if any new house for sale signs went up. The time couldn't be better. If you're thinking about right-sizing, if you're thinking about upsizing or downsizing, as a seller, you have probably more equity than you understand in your house, and you have probably a mortgage at a rate higher than you would have to pay where you're going to buy your new house, unless you've refinanced. It's a little more complex because you have to sell one house and buy another, but I've done a lot of that with a lot of people, and you can look through my references all on my site, jpeters.com, and sort of understand what's involved in the buy and sell process. Then I have a seniors business, and seniors, a lot of times, I'm a senior myself, so that's why I got into the business, passion, empathy. Seniors have a special set of needs, and rather than sit here and go through them on the radio, all I can tell you is that I am senior certified. I work with a lot of seniors. I can help you with your situation. Sometimes right-sizing just means using the house you have in a different fashion, turning that living room into a bedroom because you haven't sat in it in the last 10 years anyway. I can help you think that through and bring professionals in. But if you truly need to get into one-floor living for other reasons, or that example's not going to work for you, sometimes you're in the right town or the right general area, just in a wrong style house, and you need to find what senior housing is available to you. It could be standalone, or it could be part of an age-restricted community, and help find what you're looking for and at the same time market your house so you can move over to it. So whether you're a first-time buyer, trade up, trade down, right-sizing, or senior, I'm a man for all situations, and I can help you achieve your goals and dreams. But in order to do that, you have to give me a call. This is Joe Peters. My phone number is 908-238-0118. I work with Coldwell Banker. I cover all of Hunterdon and all of Somerset County. I've been in the business for over 20 years, and I've been a professional realtor for the last 13. I can take and use the communications, the technology, and the advanced marketing skills in order to make your goal and dream come true. Give me a call, 908-238-0118. Thanks for listening in. I'll be back next week with a 55-plus show.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
There will be a war with North Korea over their missile program.
Senator Lindsey Graham says he believes the U.S. has an option to launch a preemptive strike on North Korea.
Graham says if North Korea continues to develop and threaten the United States with nuclear weapons,
there will be a war with North Korea over their missile program.
However, Graham also says he's confident President Trump would never allow any U.S. actions to threaten the U.S. homeland.
If there's going to be a war to stop him, it will be over there. If thousands die, they're going to die over there, and they're not going to die here. And he's told me that to my face.
Graham speaks on NBC's Today Show. I'm Chris Barnes.
In Florida, authorities are trying to determine what caused several inmates to suffer seizures at a Miami jail. Police say at least seven inmates were rushed to a hospital. All the inmates were at the Miami-Dade County Pretrial Detention Center. This is USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't
feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
A surgery death in Manhattan, and police expect to make arrests. The botched plastic surgery killed Letitia Bynum of Harlem 12 days after she had the procedure.
We believe this is because of that botched surgery where that happened. So we'll know more as we go forward. We have everybody identified that who were players in this.
Chief of Detectives Bob Boy says the surgery was black market, the surgeon unlicensed. The big three automakers see sales fall in July.
CNBC is calling it a summer slowdown in the showroom. General Motors reports.